after all the stormy weather. It's good to get the mind to settle down, because the mind needs a place to settle down to deal with the next storm, and they'll come. There are the storms of aging, illness, and death. Those are for sure. And then there are other intermittent storms that come along the way. And we have to be prepared. We live in a dangerous world, and our minds can be dangerous too. Our greed, aversion, and delusion can make us do really stupid things. So outside dangers are part of the outside world. This is what it means to be a human being, is you're going to face these kind of things. But the inside dangers don't have to be there. That's why we train the mind. Bring it to a sense of stillness, bring it to a sense of clarity right here so you can see what's going on. Greed is sometimes easy to see, aversion is sometimes easy, but delusion is like the smoke that obscures everything. You kind of see things, but you don't see them clearly. And in the end, you have all kinds of problems, create all kinds of problems too. So try to get the mind to settle down and be still. It's like water that's been disturbed. When it's got a lot of waves going through and a lot of currents, if there are any particles in the water, they get picked up and the whole water becomes murky. But if you let the mind be still, then the particles settle down. You can see them clearly. This is where the murk is. This is where the clarity is. And then you can work from that. So this is a real gift to yourself, and it's a real preparation. Because we know dangers are going to come, but the mind doesn't have to be in danger because of them. We can learn to get the mind to settle down and see clearly what's skillful, what's not skillful, what leads to long-term happiness, what leads to long-term suffering. We don't let the short-term get in the way. So take some time to let all the winds die down, let all the currents die down. And create a good, solid, secure place right here.